Vandaag is het veelbesproken referendum op Sint Eustatius. Het eiland is verdeeld in twee opties, status quo of meer autonomie. Dit is ook goed te merken bij het stembureau, waar het vanaf de ochtend een komen en gaan van mensen is.
We feel that we need a change on station since the Dutch came here, since 1010. Life get miserable. I can see myself in the next, maybe the next year from now, 2015, we'll be having people robbing and stealing on station even more.
Really?
For what is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want more autonomy?
Autonomy for my country. I want to have a say in my country. I don't want Holland to stay in Holland and decide what is going on in Stacia.
Yeah.
I have to have an input is what is going on in Stacia.
Yeah.
Stacia belongs to me. Holland is Holland, Stacia is Stacia. So we have to make a stand. And today is the day. We're going to be victorious today. We're going to celebrate this evening.
Enough people will come and vote? More than 60%?
More than 60% autonomy.
More than 60%.
Yeah,
yes,
really?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think all the people had enough, man.
Yeah,
we had enough. The worst thing that happened to me, I have apartment businesses. I have 7 rooms, the bank to pay, and no money, no business. So is the Dutch looking for me or they are working against me?
It's the taxes you're talking about.
Besides the taxes, the medical school is gone. And the Dutch is not trying to help to bring back the medical school. They are putting more pressure on the medical school instead of helping the medical school. We don't agree with gay marriage. They still implement gay marriage. We don't agree with abortion. Still abortion. You've been told, hey, the taxes is too much for the people. No work in Stacia. But they just don't listen. They do
price
what they
control.
Want.
We need some price control in this place too, because every time a boat come in, the shops, them price going higher. Every day you go, cost of living going, the things them get higher in the shop.
Okay. There's no proper explanation for option 3 and our leaders are not ready for more autonomy.
Okay.
They cannot handle the autonomy.
They can't
handle
it. What we have now in comparison, what we're going to get after if we go to autonomous status 3. And I find that the information that was given out to from the government to the public was very unbiased. It wasn't education. It was more sending in the direction of autonomous 3 status. And I feel if in government, if we want to have something that is a sounding, how you would say, educational information, you should give all 4 options, yes, but weigh in and let the people know what all are the pros and cons of each option. Don't just go and say, okay, if you go to autonomy, we're going to get more say, but let them know about the negativity of it all. So as the same, you would say for the status that we are in, which we are voting for, is public status number 1. And I'm voting for my children's future, because I have to stand up and speak out on them. I know I have now. I don't know what I'm going to get when we go into option 3.
But you're confident that Holland will fix the things?
I am confident. Rome wasn't built in one day. There are so many roads to Rome. It is going to take a process. In the next 10, 20 years, you could come back and tell me, okay, how are we now today? Are we any further from where we was from 2010 to 2015? If we could say yes, and I could see that it has happened, and my government is responsible people, and yes, I'm going to vote for option 3. A little more autonomy, but not now.
Vanavond om 9 uur sluit het stembureau. Terwijl de officiële uitslagen pas vrijdagochtend worden bekendgemaakt, verzamelen veel mensen zich vanavond bij het stembureau om na het tellen de uitslag alvast te horen. Ik zie Omara Valentina van de Brighter Path Foundation. Heeft er vertrouwen in.
Al maanden, weken, dagen zijn we hiermee bezig. Gisteravond zaten we ook weer op tv en we probeerden mensen aan te moedigen om gewoon vandaag te komen opdagen. En ik moet wel zeggen, het ziet er op zich wel goed uit.
Het ziet er druk uit, ja.
Ja, wij zijn ervan overtuigd dat we die 60% opkomst gaan halen. Ik denk dat ongeveer 40% van de mensen op status quo zullen stemmen. En ik denk iets van 57% zullen voor autonomie gaan.